Nestled in the quiet reach of Royal Road's waterfront campus, the farm is a gentle fringe of fertility tucked beside Hatley Castle. On Wednesday afternoon, the air smelled of soil and apples, and more than 100 people wandered the West Campus paths to celebrate a new fall season, and to hear some news. TD Bank committed $250,000 to support the farm's growth and ambitions, continuing a relationship that began in 2023. As Canada's University for Changemakers, we believe our most significant contribution to the climate crisis will be realized through transformative education, said Philip Steenkamp, President and Vice Chancellor at RRU. Stepping through the gardens, you see how tangible the work is. The farm spans 5.26 acres. In practice, that means an indigenous medicine garden, a giving garden, a market garden, a polyculture orchard, and no-dig beds filled with more than 90 species. In the 2024-25 growing season, those beds yielded 7,000 pounds of food, now dispersed among the Songhees Wellness Center, the Fernwood Good Food Box Program, and Habitat Cafe, RRU's on-campus food provider. But the magic of the afternoon was the apple juice pressing process. Solara Goldwyn, the farm's food systems manager, was there explaining how she and her husband, through their business Hatchet and Seed, decided to bring in a German press. "When you have so many apples, you need to do something with them," she said. "It's a really fun way to be able to share that out with community quickly, and everyone loves apple juice. The machine hums, apples crush, liquid pours, and hands reach out for cups filled with the oranges and golds of fresh juice. It goes through a lot of apples really quickly. It's a fun way to share the experience with others, really hands-on, and the reward is getting to drink the juice afterwards." Later, Goldwyn emphasized the impact that the farm can bring. "It has been incredible to be part of this space transformation and to witness people interact with the farm," she said. "Seeing the impact and depth that this space can bring really makes me feel proud of the work we do." Taylor Krovchek pours apples into the press during the apple juicing process at the farm. Tony Trozo, Goldstream News Gazette. Rebecca Sharma, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations at the university, paused and reflected on the project as people wandered along the paths and lined up for food sourced from their gardens. "Days like today are great for reflecting," she said. "We have made a lot of strides and great contributions to our campus and community. Getting support like this from our partners like TD really make it easier for us to work on the expanding ideas that we have."